Private documentation of your reflections throughout your field experience will provide you with some protection from unnecessary cultural misunderstandings and offenses. In today's world of email, Facebook, and blogs, the public sharing of thoughts, ideas, and feelings has become commonplace. As opposed to individualized, personal communication, such as phone calls or letters, these modes of communication allow for the public consumption of your thoughts. In the context of global health experiences and reactions to the stages of culture shock, this level of exposure can be damaging. With an incomplete understanding of the culture in which one is living, a well-intentioned writer may unintentionally use descriptors that are culturally insensitive or unacceptable. As a visitor passes through the various stages of culture shock, their thoughts, perceptions, and feelings about their host community will inevitably change. Reflecting on these emotions and experiences in a forum that could be available to others not only poses ethical and professional dilemmas, but also has the potential for lasting cultural misunderstandings that will impact the individual as well as the institution. As the sharing of information becomes increasingly easy, the risk for inadvertent viewing of that material also increases. Far too often, communication intended for family or friends is forwarded or found by people who may not fully understand or appreciate the context. Many forms of communication can and have been the cause of misunderstandings. Blogs, social networking websites, email, postcards, photo sites, YouTube, electronic documents, print materials, publications, and presentations. Be aware that culture shock affects even the most seasoned and experienced traveler. All writers feel that they have been both self-aware and sensitive as they are creating and sharing their observations. But the process of culture shock involves shifting perceptions of one's surroundings over time. This constantly evolving experience and the ease of information dissemination makes the risks associated with electronic sharing critically important for all partners in global health relationships.